World upside down. Have you ever been bothered by the way the word man is used to include all people? Does it bother you, for instance, that when people refer to rights of all men, they really mean the rights of men and women, or the rights of all people? Imagine a world that is similar to our own, but slightly different. In this imaginary world, women is the term that refers to all people. That is, when we use the word women, we mean everyone. Close your eyes and imagine that when you read the daily newspapers or listen to the radio, what you see or hear about are women politicians, women trade union leaders, women directors of large companies. Imagine a world in which most books, films, plays, poems and songs have women as their heroes. Imagine that women are the people you learn about when you study the great scientists, historians, journalists, revolutionaries. Imagine it is women who will be making the major decisions about the future in this different world. Recall that everything you have ever read in your life uses the female pronouns, she, her, meaning both boys and girls, both women and men. Recall that you have no men representing you in government. All decisions are made by women. Men, whose natural roles are as husbands and fathers, find fulfillment in nurturing children and making the home a refuge for the family. This is only natural to balance the role of the woman, who devotes her entire body to the human race during pregnancy, and who devotes her emotional and intellectual powers to ensuring the progress and survival of the planet throughout her life. Imagine further now about the biological explanations for women as the leader and power centre. A woman's body, after all, represents perfection in design. Even female genitals, for instance, are compact and internal, protected from outside attack to assure the perpetuation of the race. His vulnerability clearly requires sheltering. Thus, by nature, males are more passive and timid and have a desire to be protectively engulfed by the compact, powerful bodies of women. In the world that we are imagining, girls are raised as free and self-confident. They play, they run, climb trees, take risks with the encouragement of all adults around them. The family puts a priority on the physical and intellectual development of girls, since they are the ones who ultimately will be responsible for the future of our society. Boys, on the other hand, are raised to be timid and obedient. They are encouraged to play quiet games in the home, which will prepare them for their life as caretakers of the family. From an early age, they are expected to help their father. They learn to look up to women, to try to please and care for them. They are taught to become the mirror in which the strength of women can be reflected. Think forward to the birth of your first child. In the last month of the pregnancy, you will wait with anxiety, wondering what the sex of the child will be. Imagine that your first child is a boy. You will sit by your wife's side, holding this newborn, already instinctively caring for and protecting it. There will be tears in your eyes, and you know that at the same time as you are filled with joy at your son's birth, you will also be looking forward to having another, hoping for the birth of a girl who will carry on the family name.